Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Approval of previous meeting minutes for March 18, 2019.
Let's approve the minutes for March 18, 2019.
Second with discussion.
We have a second with discussion.
On the last page where it says the people that are present for the upstairs portion.
Where it says what?
The people that are present for the upstairs portion. Typically, we don't list who's there unless they speak. Which all of them did except for like one was just there to observe. Mr. Church. It's out of ordinary for us to.
That has been being done. Like, I don't have a problem.
I don't either, I mean, it doesn't matter. I know that's not normally what we.
Yeah. I have, someone come, like, maybe last night or something, another and say, perhaps it may just even be. A little clarification, you know, they don't speak because, and another elected official say that's the horseman's position. When did this take in? And the official in charge of him pulls a document to show that they were in this meeting and so forth.
That's fine. I'm just saying, normally we don't, everybody that's in the crowd, like, we're not going to put that Mr. Pendle sitting in here and Mr. Huffson here.
But wasn't that upstairs? Wasn't that the meeting upstairs?
Yeah, but it's still, okay. It was still an open meeting for anybody to come in and out of.
Yeah.
So anyway, I just didn't observe observation.
Yeah, okay.
So I don't know if you guys want to leave that in there or not. Looks like you're going to make the official minutes. You will forever be enshrined in the Taney County official minutes for March 18th of 2019.
Sorry to say, everybody else does it, so that's my vote.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
We have minutes from...
Tim, can I ask, when you attend other meetings, have you ever seen their minutes? Are you...
Oh, yeah. Of course, I polish your
minutes. So you're included as part of the... Okay.
Or whoever the reporter is.
Okay.
Really? We had minutes for, I think, the 11th or 12th also.
We also have minutes for the March 12th, 2019, and March 11th and 12th, 2019.
And make a note that you have a present so that we need to be. I make a motion to approve minutes for March 11th and 12th, 2019.
That's why I was there on the 12th.
Oh, was you? I'm sorry. Is it? I thought that's why you didn't want to approve it.
No, I just didn't.
Okay. I make a motion to approve March 11th and 12th, 2019 minutes.
Okay. I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
I'm abstaining. I wasn't there on the 11th.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Would you like me to amend my motion?
No, ma'am. It's already been voted and passed.
Okay.
Motion carries.
I thought you meant you were on the phone then. I didn't remember that. On the left.
Correct. Animal Control Jurisdiction Agreement, Addendum Number 18002, AC Animal Control. We have agreements here. City of Branson, City of Forsyth, City of Hollister, City of Rockaway Beach, and Village of Bull Creek. I have a letter dated March 21st, 2019 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott. Prepared an addendum to the animal control agreement between Taney County and the above referenced cities and villages. In one substantive change for each of the addendums is an increase in the euthanasia fee from $35 per animal to $37.77 per animal.
And that's the only difference in the agreement that we already had.
So he's also clarified that the previous identified rabies vaccination fee consists of an exam and rabies vaccination. And there are no further changes to the existing agreement. And he approves the addendum to form.
Are you guys here over this or something else?
Okay.
Do you guys want to approve these individually or just approve the addendum all at once?
I don't see why we can't approve them all at once under the
okay.
file number.
Move to approve the addendum to the animal control contract by and between the City of Hollister and Taney County, City of Forsyth and Taney County, City of Hollister and Taney County, City of Rockaway Beach and Taney County, and the Village of Bull Creek and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion is carried. Bid recommendations for Culver's, number 201902-425.
Good morning, Commission.
Good morning.
We're here this morning in reference to the bid that you just mentioned for Culver's. It's requested by Taney County Road and Bridge. I released this bid on February the 16th. It closed last week. We opened responses on March the 20th. We received responses from two different vendors for our annual culvert needs. And this, you'll have a sheet in front of you that lists the two vendors that responded, Vibrock of Sedalia, Missouri, and Metal Culverts Incorporated out of Jefferson City. They're our current provider. You see those numbers on that particular sheet. Indicates the differences in all but two categories. Vibrock was lower. After reviewing those responses and taking notes, etc., Mr. Huff, the Taney County Highway Administrator, took possession of copies of both of those bid responses for a thorough review process. He completed the thorough review process, and we're here this morning to make a recommendation for award. Based on the information there in front of you, we would like to request a motion vote to award to Vibrock as primary supplier and Metal Culverts as secondary supplier so that the county can take advantage of the best prices from both vendors when needed. If you have any questions, Mr. Huff can chime in.
I don't have any questions, do you guys?
I don't.
Move to award bid number 201902-425 to V-Rock Sales and Service as the primary and Metal Culverts Incorporated as secondary.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Commission. Note that the initial agreement draft will be issued for 12 months based on metal pricing fluctuations with 3 one-year annual renewal options we'll look at that time. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Thank you. Field Dirt Agreement, Mr. Dale McGee.
Is this unlimited or?
Yeah. Unlimited.
Move to approve the Field Dirt Agreement by and between Taney County and Dale A. McGee.
Second with discussion.
Second with discussion.
I'm assuming that he's the only one involved. The single person.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Mutual Cooperation Intergovernmental Agreement with Cedar Creek Fire Protection District, number 18103, Roden Bridge. I have a letter dated March 21st, 2019 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and he has drafted the Intergovernmental Cooperative Agreement binding between Taney County and the Cedar Creek Fire Protection District, Fire District. The agreement is for an initial term of 1 year and automatically renews for an additional 1 year terms. Either party may terminate the agreement at any time and for any reason. I give you 30 days advance written notice. Under the agreement, the county is providing maintenance and snow removal services to certain parking lots of the fire district.
And they in return.
Yeah, saying in return they allow us to store chips and remove trash from county highway, county roadways. So. Move to,
go ahead.
Move to approve the Intergovernmental Cooperative Agreement by and between Taney County and Cedar Creek Fire Protection District.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I believe the next one's the same thing. Is that right?
Yes. There's
Mutual Cooperation Intergovernmental Agreement with Mark Twain, R8 School District, number 18102, Roden Bridge.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Move to approve the Intergovernmental Cooperative Agreement by and between Taney County and the Mark Twain R8 School District.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
We could also
see
Hollister.
Yeah.
This is a different, this is a flyover, it's not a...
Oh, okay.
I think it has to do with our...
You're right.
Intergovernmental agreement with the City of Hollister and Taney County concerning flyover imagery, number 19006CM.
Are you here for that? And are you guys here for that? So you guys are here for that also.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
And ladies.
Hi.
I do have a letter dated March 21st, 2019 from our attorney. And prepared an intergovernmental agreement, cooperative agreement by and between Taney County and the City of Hollister for a partial cost participation in order to share the cost of the 3-inch to 9-inch coverage for pictometry services as it relates to the city?
That is correct.
Can you just give a real quick, whenever you see flyover imagery, that might concern people, so just can you tell pictometry, it's essentially, can you, I mean, we all know what it is, but can you explain?